Your early days of advertising, were they radio, were they television, or where were
they? They were radio. We couldn't afford television, and we really couldn't afford advertising for a long, long time. And especially in the big markets like going to Atlanta, it was just brutal. So we did signboards and some of the things that you could focus. You know, if you're in a huge town and you got 11 stores there, you really can't advertise, but you can put up some boards in areas where you have some stores, and that's really kind of it. But we did radio, and we tried to do things, and we're just back into TV now. We dropped out of TV in our new markets because we just couldn't afford it.
Your competition was 7-Eleven. Were they advertising television or probably a huge budget and
sure.
radio
well,
for sure?
Well, because they had a lot of stores. And yeah. when we went to Atlanta, they had, I don't know, 35, 40 stores, and the local guy had 40 stores or whatever. And it takes a long time to get to a critical mass in our business where you have enough customers, because if you have a customer here and they love you, and then finally they see a store across town, that mass begins to be your customers who, when they see you, shop with you. And that takes, in a big town like Atlanta and Dallas, you know, there's twice as many people in the greater Dallas-Fort Worth area as there are in Oklahoma. Those are big markets, and that takes 7, 8, 9, 10 years to make money, because you keep opening new stores that lose money. And so it's like World War II. You just got to go in and fight it out, dig it out.
If it's like war, then who were the adversaries? Who were the enemy?
Got to be major oil companies rather than C-stores, because they'd have 100, 200, 300, you know. In Dallas, there's companies down there that got 300 stores in the market, and so you got to have a lot of stores to really get on the map.
Drug stores, too, I suppose, would be...
They're competition.
Competition.
They're trying to be competition. They've really set up for it, but they've backed off of it because they're not getting the sales per square foot or square inch or whatever they need.
I got to go back. Was there some time where you were just depressed and thought, I don't think this is going to work? Or were you always positive?
I don't think I was depressed. I was scared.
You were afraid?
That we were going to go broke.
Yeah.
And then you go to a new market and you go through the whole thing again. But after a while, we learned that it took a long time, and not to worry, it's just going to cost you a lot of cash, and you just had to hang in there, because we had a better offer. We had better people. We've always had better people, and we've done it with better people, really.
Right. So your formula then had to be people.
Oh, yeah.
Product.
Well, people and location.
And place.
Yeah, place and pricing and inventory. And yeah, I mean, there's a whole lot of things that you have to do right. We had a better offer and still have a better offer than the competition.
But then you had to advertise and let the cities know that even though you were a convenience store, you had low prices but high quality.
Well, what we really got as we got in the gasoline business and got good at the gasoline business is people would stop in these new markets and buy gas, but they wouldn't go in because we were a convenience store and you knew what convenience stores were like, so you didn't go in. So as you get people who come in and they get good service and they see it's a nice store and the prices are nice and all that kind of stuff, then they become your customer after a while. But gasoline gets them to stop.